I was invited by the professor, who was a colleague of my psych teacher, to come to the university where he taught a class that was a sort of psych anthropology course, to talk about my thesis in one of his classes. To cut a long story short, some of the women students were quite intrigued in what I had to say and talked with me after class over coffee at a popular coffee house around the corner from the university. One of them, a woman named Julia, and I shared the same thoughts on every subject and soon became fast friends. She invited me to stay in her loft on the bohemian side of town for the duration of my visit, and I accepted. I got a part-time job that allowed me enough time to explore the city at night. Julia and I both agreed that machismo was a myth, and any man who believed in it was probably a neurotic trying to compensate for something lacking in his personality. Julia and I both agreed wholeheartedly in one of Darwin's laws of attraction that states, "Beauty attracts to perpetuate the species." Therefore, being beautiful for the female of the species was instinctual. Another law stated, "Men, being very visual, are drawn to beauty." That being factual, a woman can use these laws to become the dominant partner in a relationship. It was Julia's contention that because men are visual, it would explain why most men are fetishists, and if a woman knows what particular fetish a man is obsessed with, she can use that fetish as leverage to influence his attraction even further. One night, we went out dressed to kill in a very upscale S&M parlour Julia had frequented a few times. It was there that I began my journey as a femdom, mistress and female supremacist. You have been listening to The Empress Catherine of www.strokemistress.com.